Steve, thanks so much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. From time to time, I will come across a story, usually online, sometimes in the news, maybe the newspaper or on television, and I'll say to myself, this is a huge story. Why isn't it getting more coverage? How can a story this big not get gigantic coverage? And I'll give you an example right now. About a week ago, and maybe I'm more sensitive to this because I love stories about the lost continent of Atlantis. You know, anytime I hear about Atlantis, I get so excited. Well, about a week ago, the findings were reported about what they're calling a lost continent. Now, this takes place in the Indian Ocean, and joining us right now by way of telephone is Lewis Ashwall. Lewis is a professor at the University of Witwatersrand, located in South Africa, and the lead author of the study I'm describing, Lost Continent. Lewis, thank you very much for being here.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for helping to popularize science, which we think is important.
All right, be honest with me. As this story was developing, and then it was reported, like I said, about a week ago, weren't you yourself a little shocked? I mean, this is big news, what you guys found. Why wasn't this getting more coverage?
I think it's getting enormous coverage. I'm astonished at the number of requests for interviews from the media. You know, I've been talking nonstop, TV, radio, newspapers, everything, for the past 3-4 days.
Good. So,
sorry, Bill, you wanted to be the one to break
it. I thought
this.
It was just me. I guess other people figured it out, too. All right, let's describe what was found there in the Indian Ocean, Lewis. Tell us exactly what went on.
I will. It's unfortunate that the term lost continent is being used, because that brings to mind Atlantis, as you say, and that's a matter of mythology. We're talking about something that we think is real. And the story is that in the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius, it's a volcano. It's not unlike Hawaii. And the lavas that made this volcano started only about 9 million years ago, which is pretty young, and it continued a little bit almost till today. So what we found in the volcanic rocks, these young volcanic rocks in Mauritius, was we were able to recover small amounts of the mineral zircon, which is special because it can be used, if you analyze it properly, you can determine age information, tells you when it formed. So what we found was that some of these zircons have enormous ages, and that is really unexpected and surprising. So in a 9-million-year-old rock, there are zircons that are 3,000 million years old. That's 3 billion. So that is a surprise, and it's important because the only place in the Earth where you find stuff that old, rocks of that age, is in continents. And there's many examples of this. In fact, I'm sitting on one at the moment here in Johannesburg. Plenty of rocks of that age, but we're on a continent. Mm-hmm. You never find this stuff in the oceans. The oldest things you find in the oceans are about 200 million. So this is much older, and we suggest that there's a piece of continent under this volcano. And the story is that our explanation is that as the magmas were rising toward the surface, they went through this piece of ancient continent, picked up these grains of zircon, and delivered it to the surface where we can collect it now and study it. So that's what we've done.
So it's underwater, this particular continent, correct?
Well, water isn't really involved. It's under the rock that constitutes the volcano.
Okay, so the lava flowed, and this is underneath that.
Yeah, so this piece of continent was happened to be, by chance, at a place where a new volcano wanted to form. And the new volcano blanketed this piece of continent with lavas and buried it. We don't exactly know how deep, but probably several kilometers. And there's no water in between the volcano and the buried continent. They're all attached to each other, probably.
Lewis, when you say the word continent, does this lead us to believe civilization of some sort? What exactly does continent mean in this context?
It doesn't. The word continent has been difficult for us because people will think, oh, well, I know the continents. There are seven of them, and you can name them. Mm-hmm. And that's a geographical way of thinking of it. As a geologist, the word continent means something different, and it means something that stands above the water, probably, because it's made out of light rock, not very dense, mostly granite, that kind of thing. And it has enormous variability in age. But the sizes of continents isn't really relevant here. There can be big ones, little ones, tiny ones, all different shapes and sizes. So if you want to say there are seven continents, you know, people in Greenland are going to be mad at you. That's
sure.
a big piece of continent that isn't counted. You know, and there's other ones. Madagascar, also a pretty big thing. And there's smaller ones and littler ones. So, and they're all over the place. So we have to, to think of it in a geological way, maybe. And another interesting point about that is that in many places in the Earth, you could say that they sit together, and they must have separated. And a good example is North and South America. You can look at a globe or a map. You can see that it was once connected to Africa mm-hmm. because the shapes of the coastlines are similar.
The puzzle pieces.
So you might want to, like puzzle pieces. And so the place that we're studying in the Indian Ocean, so all of the continents in the Southern Hemisphere, so that includes South America, Africa, Madagascar, India, Australia, Antarctica, all of these things were joined together once, let's say about 500 million years ago. And that is what we call a supercontinent that started to break apart only about 200 million years ago to the positions of those pieces that we recognize today. That process is still going on. So what we have found is a new piece of this puzzle. And when you try to reconstruct the continents, you have to take this new piece of thing that we found into account. So it allows us to refine and do a much better job at reconstructing, and also to understand better how continents break apart. And the answer is it's very messy. It's not a simple, clean break. They stretch, they break up into various sized pieces. And we think, in fact, that in the Indian Ocean, there may be many other fragments of continents littered throughout the Indian Ocean. And we have yet to recognize and prove that. So,
is the search on for those? Are you currently looking for those pieces?
Actually, we're not, because most of the pieces we suggest are either submerged, so they're underwater, it's hard to get to them, or they're covered with coral reefs or sand or stuff like that. So it's not so easy for us to get the samples that we need to prove that there's pieces of continent under there. But maybe if we can drill it or dredge it or do something. But, you know, these kind of activities cost a lot of money, which we as academics don't
sure.
don't have access to so easily.
Which that's so, kind of... That's kind of great news that you found this zircon crystals and shows that this is over 3 billion years old. But then, like you said, there's no money. What's the next step? What do you study next about this lost land?
Well, there may be other places in the Earth, not necessarily in the Indian Ocean, but maybe in the Atlantic or the Pacific. And I can think of several possibilities that we might go to that would be favorable for looking for this kind of thing. So a couple of examples would be in the Atlantic, near the west coast of Africa, there's the Canary Islands, also young volcano, near the continent of Africa. Could there be a piece of African continent under there? We don't know, but we can try to do the same kind of experiments that we've done in Mauritius. Another example would be the Cape Verde Islands, not too far away from the Canaries. And another example still in the Pacific would be the Galapagos Islands. So, you know, these are things that we can try to explore, and maybe we find out that similar things are happening elsewhere on the planet. And I wouldn't be very surprised.
Lewis, it must be very exciting for you, a man of science, to be looking at something that was formed 3 billion years ago. Did you ever think you'd be in contact with something that old?
Well, I'm actually my house is built on rock that old.
Is it really? Yeah.
Rocks in southern Africa are very old, and so in Johannesburg, where I live, this is where big gold mines are present, and you know a lot of mining and gold and all kind of things like that. Those rocks are 3 billion. They're 3 billion
wow.
years old, and there's older ones still nearby to us. And there's also ones in North America. You go to parts of Canada, and you find even old. You find 4 billion year old rocks in the Northwest Territories, for example, in Canada. So there's lots of examples of this, small ones that are preserved on continents, and we know about a lot of them. But when you discover a new one in a really unexpected place,
sure,
in the middle of the ocean where it shouldn't be, that is really exciting to geoscientists and people who worry about how the Earth is operating and forming, and you know, where are the volcanoes and where are the earthquakes and this kind of stuff. So it contributes to plate tectonic theories and processes that we're improving all the time. So that's the, you know, that's the main highlight of what we've discovered. It contributes to understanding how the Earth works.
Lewis, we love vintage and retro in the United States, but to us that means the 50s. So 3 billion years ago is very impressive to us.
We're almost out of time here, but I want to ask you, when you were in grade school, what made you want to go on and do this geological work? I found a rock one time, and I cracked it open with a hammer in the backyard, and there was a shell inside, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever, but I got into radio.
Look, you asked about grade school. I went to grade school in New York City, and I did exactly the same thing in the park. I took a hammer, and I was banging on rocks, and I was amazed at the crystals in there. Did that influence me when I was studying in universities to study geology? Probably. But really, the thing that hooked me was that somebody told me that they knew somebody else who was a geologist, and this person was paid money to go out in the bush, to go out in the field and do stuff. And I thought that was wonderful. And you know what? It turns out to be absolutely true. I've been going everywhere in the world. People are paying me to do this, and I'm having a great time.
I used to get in trouble for talking a lot in school, and I thought, what job can I do where I can talk a lot? So we both are happy,
off.
Lewis.
It all paid off. Lewis, congratulations on this. This is such exciting news. Lewis Ashwall is his name, professor at the University of Witwatersrand, located in South Africa, lead author of the study that we've been discussing, The Lost Continent. And if people want to know more, Lewis, where should they go?
Oh, they can go anywhere on the internet. Just type in Lost Continent.
There it is.
Or Mauritius Continent, and you'll see millions of websites and articles, and there's even videos of, unfortunately, my university recorded me. And they captured me singing a Taylor Swift song.
Oh,
they were recording it. So it's at the front and the back end of this video, and I'm actually waiting for her call.
That's where I found you, on iTunes. I bought some of your music. You're fantastic. Lewis, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of the week, sir.
You.
All right, that's Lewis Ashwell.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to talking to you again when you find a new continent.
Yes, keep looking. There's
pretty exciting.
Many more out there. A break, some news in just a little bit. Bill and Wendy, WGN.